Hey there, Dopamine Declutters. It's your boy Jake Carter here, coming at you live and direct with another dose of mental wellness wisdom. Now, I know what you're thinking. Self-compassion? Isn't that just saying nice things to yourself? Well, it's a bit more than that, my friends. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Because, let's be honest, life throws curveballs, right? We all stumble, we all make mistakes, and sometimes our inner critic can be downright brutal. But what if I told you there's a way to silence that voice of negativity and cultivate a sense of genuine self-love? That's where self-compassion comes in, your secret weapon for navigating the ups and downs of mental health recovery. Now, let's break this down into five key takeaways that'll have you rocking that self-compassion like a boss. First up, self-compassion isn't about being selfish or indulgent. It's about recognizing that you're human, that you're deserving of love and kindness, even when you mess up. Ever felt like you were your own worst enemy? You know that feeling when you dwell on a mistake, replaying it over and over in your head? That's where self-compassion steps in, offering a gentle hand to pull yourself out of that spiral of negativity. Next, remember that everyone struggles. We all have insecurities, doubts, and fears. It's part of the human experience. So don't compare yourself to others, or feel like you're the only one going through it. Sharing your vulnerabilities with trusted friends or a therapist can actually be incredibly freeing. You might be surprised how many people relate to what you're going through. Now, here's a game changer. Practicing self-compassion isn't about ignoring your problems or pretending everything is fine. It's about approaching challenges with kindness and understanding, acknowledging your feelings without judgment, and treating yourself with the same care you would offer someone you love. Think of it as building a supportive inner circle, one that cheers you on, picks you up when you fall, and reminds you of your strength. Speaking of support, don't underestimate the power of self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are definitely welcome. It's about prioritizing activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether it's spending time in nature, engaging in creative pursuits, connecting with loved ones, or simply taking breaks to recharge. And finally, remember that self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, days when you feel amazing, and days when you feel like giving up. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. You got this! Okay, let's get real for a minute. Picture this. You've had a rough day at work. Maybe you messed up a presentation, or maybe things just felt overwhelming. You get home feeling drained and frustrated, and your inner critic starts buzzing like a swarm of angry bees. Sound familiar? Now, imagine instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, you turn to yourself with compassion. You acknowledge the tough day you had, give yourself permission to feel the emotions without judgment, and remind yourself that you're doing the best you can. Maybe you light a candle, take a few deep breaths, or put on your favorite playlist, anything that helps you soothe your mind and reconnect with your inner peace. See the difference? That's the power of self-compassion in action. So, remember those five key takeaways. Treat yourself like a good friend. Recognize that everyone struggles. Approach challenges with kindness. Prioritize self-care. And be patient with yourself on this journey. It's not always easy, but trust me, it's worth it. Self-compassion is your secret weapon for navigating the ups and downs of life and reclaiming your mental well-being. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice self-compassion in your own life? Share your thoughts in the comments below or drop me a message on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to the Dopamine Declutter so you don't miss an episode packed with practical tips and real talk about living your best life. Until next time, keep it real, keep it kind, and keep decluttering those mental roadblocks.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.